Judy Arrives by Roger Netzer. Waking to hear my big sister's voice was the way I knew my father was dead. Downstairs was never far off in that little house, though far enough that Dad used to stay up with us younger kids till we fell asleep. But Judy lived 2 hours away, and only something awful would bring her back first thing on a Monday to this place that was no longer home to her. When I got to the head of the stairs, her expression clinched it, and I dashed back toward my room, the sound of her voice replaced with mine going, "No, no, no," and the thump of her feet racing up. After that, I did not see her or anything else, only felt her on the bed with me, and her wet face in my neck crying over the boiling darkness, "What are we going to do? What are we going to do?"